Super Bowl is this Sunday. The Nick DiGiglio Show continues here on 720 WGN. And in celebration of the Super Bowl, we are going to do some sports songs. First, though, I want to tell you that this spring, Chicago's hometown baseball rivalry heads to Arizona. One lucky fan will win a trip for two to Phoenix, including airfare, hotel, and tickets to the Wintrust Crosstown Series game on March 13. Register today at WGNradio.com/contests. That's WGNradio.com/contests. Sponsored by Wintrust. That's Chicago's bank and presenting sponsor of the Wintrust Crosstown Series. Get in there and register. Okay, the Super Bowl is this weekend, and every year we like to bring in our friend Rick Geezer, who has a collection of sports songs, and we're going to do some football and Super Bowl related sports songs this morning. Rick, how are you?
I'm excellent. Good morning, everyone.
Hey, tell everyone about sports songs.
I collect songs performed by athletes, coaches, officials, managers, anyone involved in the world of sports. I own thousands from every sport, from the major sports that we all know and follow, to the ones on ESPN, The Ocho. I've got, and a few months ago, I played a number of the minor sport characters on this very show.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've been a part of this show for years, and we love having you on for in different, you know, the last time you were sick for Christmas.
I was unfortunately sick, but luckily I sent Honky for you.
Yes,
to play.
We did play Honky the Christmas Goose, which is the greatest song of all time. But obviously, it's the Super Bowl this Sunday.
It is.
Who do you favor?
I don't care.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm interested in the commercials.
Yeah.
You know, that'll be fun.
It will be interesting to see the commercials. I mean, I'm really interested in the fact that Bill Murray was just shooting a commercial on Saturday.
Yeah, Woodstock.
And how they're going to turn it around that quickly.
Yeah, it's a Groundhog Day thing.
Yeah, and I guess Stephen Tobolowsky is also in it.
Tobo's in it. Yeah, and it's going to air because the Super Bowl is on Groundhog Day this
year. Right. I'm planning on spending the afternoon or the morning and after in Woodstock for their festivity.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah, that's always fun to do.
It's a yearly thing, man. Yeah. They do it up really well. All right, it's Nick DiGiglio here on 720 WGN. Rick Geezer is with us with Sports Songs Super Bowl edition. We're also going to play a little Kobe Bryant.
Unfortunately, we lost one of the legends of the NBA, arguably one of the top five
ever
to play with the Lakers.
Without question.
You could definitely maybe say in the top 10 ever in the NBA.
Without question. Without question. Horrible tragedy. His 13-year-old daughter also died in the helicopter crash, but he did do some sports songs.
He did release a few songs, and we're gonna play some.
Yeah, I'll play a few later on. All right, let's start with the Super Bowl. Where do you want to begin?
First song we heard was Super Bowl Shuffle.
Of course.
We know that. Everyone knows that song. Everyone thinks it's the only sports song, but as we've proven time and time and time again, there are many others. And in fact, there was more than one shuffle. And of course, in 1985, the Bears put out the Super Bowl Shuffle, the Bears players. Then in 1987. Mike Ditka put out the Grabowski Shuffle, and not as many people know that, but why don't we take a listen to that? That's track 129.
Okay.
It's Mike Ditka. This is put together by the same team that put together the Super Bowl Shuffle.
And you can tell. The Grabowski Shuffle. Have you ever heard this?
I have heard the Grabowski Shuffle.
Well, in fact, just earlier today, you know, getting ready for this, I pulled out my VHS copy and watched the 30-minute making of the video.
Look at that. All right, well, here we go. Mike Ditka and the Grabowski Shuffle.
Special team, we're working hard, more than a dream. Gang I want is tried and true. What they say is what they do. But it's sometimes rough, but never funny. Don't eat steaks that stick for long. And with your win, go and tough. When it comes to fun, can't get enough. Now Papa Harris wouldn't love them. You can call them names, but never shout them. This group is always in the action. Winning is their satisfaction. When they get going, folks will cheer. Don't call them Smiths, they'll toss their beer. You'll never muffle. Meet the Grabowskis and do the shuffle.
We're Grabowskis, wild and free. What you get is what you see. We like to bubble, we like to shuffle. We may ripple, but we don't bubble. We like to work, we love to play. We do them both about the same way. So on your feet, it's time to hustle. Let's all do the Grabowski shuffle.
And if you watch the video, it's basically a Village People lineup of characters who are the Grabowskis. You know, there's no people wearing police outfits and Indian suits,
right,
and soldiers. But it's basically they're picking out different stereotypical
Grabowskis.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel it comes in at number two for greatest Mike Ditka musical moment.
What, did it take me out to the ball game?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Take me out to the ball game.
What was that done in like 15 seconds?
It was like he sang it like he was being chased. It's still one of the greatest. I think Ditka's version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game is the best, followed closely by Ozzy.
Ozzy, yeah?
I didn't understand a word Ozzy says.
Boy. Oh, come on. Too soon. Stop mocking him. He had problems.
No.
He was sick.
Yeah, well, this was long before he was diagnosed with Parkinson's. He's been diagnosed with Parkinson's.
Yeah.
I love Ozzy, man. There's nothing but respect.
Yes.
Nothing but respect for Ozzy.
Yeah.
Okay, where are we going next for the Super Bowl football?
Why don't we go to track 131? Everybody on the Chicago Bears in the mid-80s, they were recording music. And, you know, the greatest bear of all time, of course, Walter Payton. And he put out a number of songs. He put out a song with Fridge called Together. We've played that in the past. Maybe we'll play it later, but what I want to play on track 131, yeah, it came out in 1986. And this was recorded for Kentucky Fried Chicken. It was a commercial, and it also, you could buy the song. You could buy the song. It was a floppy. You remember those floppy vinyl records you could get? A lot of times,
yeah,
you got them on cereal boxes.
Yeah.
You could pick those up at Kentucky Fried Chicken's. And this was a song he put out in 1986.
So the year they won the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So this was Kentucky, from Kentucky Fried Chicken, and it's Walter Payton.
When I was a little boy, learned an important rule. Something that my mother taught me every day after school. When things get tough and looking bad, just hold your head up high. Give it everything you got, everything you try. Keep on dancing. Keep your feet moving. Keep on dancing. No matter what you're doing, keep on dancing. They can't slow you down. Keep on dancing. Something that my football coach taught every day after school. He said, when things get tough and looking bad, just hold your head up high. Give it everything you've got and everything you try. Keep on dancing.
What does this have to do with chicken?
work the hardest. Do your best.
Yeah. Okay.
And keep on dancing.
I feel like some chicken
with
now.
The extra crispy.
Walter Payton, kind of singing a little bit and spoken word there, kind of mixing it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Walter Payton.
And if you go through YouTube, you can see a variety of the edits for the different commercials they aired as well.
All right. Okay. Let's continue with Rick Geezer here. Sports songs are going to continue, and we're going to continue to play more sports songs, Super Bowl football related. 312-981-7200. Funky. Dick DiGilio Show continues on 720 WGN, live in the Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. It is Tuesday, so two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. Every morning on the show, you pick the music that we listen to later in the show, and there's a different theme every morning. And today is two for Tuesday. That means one artist, two songs. You pick it. 312-981-7200. Rick Geezer is with us. It's Super Bowl week, and Every year around the Super Bowl, we have you in to play some great football Super Bowl related sports songs. And that was tell everybody who that was.
That was Coach Dennis Green and his Sunset Music Band from the mid '90s. And you heard the horn player. Dennis was playing the drums. The horn player was the Tonight Show's Doc Severinsen.
Doc Severinsen, the great, yeah. Doc Severinsen.
And the Super Bowl connection. He was a coach on the 49ers,
mm-hmm.
When they won one of their Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm. And the Bears are who they thought
they are.
Okay. Where are we going next?
It's a Super Bowl
sports songs.
338.
Okay.
There's been a lot of great quarterbacks, in Super Bowl history.
I'm sorry, 3 what?
338.
Okay.
A lot of great quarterbacks in Super Bowl history, and we won't be seeing the one this season. Tom Brady, some people may say he's the greatest quarterback in Super Bowl history, 6-time Super Bowl champ, 4-time Super Bowl MVP. In 2005, he hosted Saturday Night Live, and during his monologue, he had an opportunity to sing. Nick, I know you're a huge SNL fan.
I am.
Do you remember this appearance when he came on to show that he had more going for him than just his athletic skills?
Okay.
And so he sang about that. People in the cast and as part of the... And as part of the cast and part of this bit that we're going to hear included Fred Armisen, Amy Poehler, Rachel Dratch, Seth Meyer, Kenan Thompson, and Finesse Mitchell.
Okay. God, Finesse Mitchell.
Finesse Mitchell.
Okay. Here it is. This is Tom Brady.
I'm into so much more. Yes, it's true that I can...
To be singing here.
Yeah, it's okay. It's one of my talents.
Well, you know what? You're an athlete. People don't expect you to sing during the monologue.
Well, Rachel, yes, it's true that I can throw the pigskin in a most efficient way, as you can tell. But look past the football plays, and you will be amazed at all the other things that I do well.
No way, I can't believe Tom Brady's singing.
Yeah, Tom Brady's singing. This is exciting.
Fred, you didn't know who he was until this week.
I can also sing and dance like I'm on Broadway. I'd gladly trade my cleats for dancing shoes. Now I'll give you a few moves. I've been known to raise some roofs, and I'd like to do some fancy steps for you. New York Times crossword on Sunday. I've been known to fill in every square emu. I can fly on a trapeze. I speak fluent Japanese. And if you don't believe me, Tite Kudasai. I can hold my breath underwater for an hour and a half at a time.
That's unbelievable.
And you can rest assured the square root of 64 is most certainly 135.
Yeah, I don't think that's right, actually.
I can kill a horse with my bare hands. I can look at you and read your mind. I won the Tour de France, and I did it with no pants. So when I rode by, you saw my sweet behind.
Okay, you know what, Tom? There's such a thing as too much talent.
Yeah, you know, Tom, save some of the talent. We have an hour and a half to go.
He did a great job, by the way, on that. I remember that episode.
Well, the one thing I remember is when he had a falafel hut or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he was, you know, because it's a tricky situation when you have an athlete host SNL. It can go either way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It could be a nightmare or it could be very funny.
Yeah.
But like him and the Manning, both Mannings were very, very funny hosting on the show. And so, but yeah, no, that was a nice open. He did a nice job there. That was great.
Not bad. Something a little funny, a little different.
Yeah. What are we going next?
Terry Bradshaw, 2-time Super Bowl MVP. You see him every week on TV analyzing the game. He's become bigger than life in the world of football. On track 334, it's a new song I found. He did this in 2016 with a bluegrass band called the Isaacs, and he was doing this for Paste Magazine. It was an exclusive for their website, and it's track 334. And he sings and they play the Eagles' classic song, Peaceful, Easy Feeling.
Oh.
And check it out. Okay. See what you think.
Here we go.
I like the way your sparkling earrings lay against your skin, it's so brown. I want to sleep with you in the desert tonight, with a billion stars all around. And I got a peaceful, easy feeling. I know you won't let me down, 'cause I'm already standing on the ground. I found out a long time ago what a woman could do to your soul.
Terry Bradshaw, as we've played Terry Bradshaw many
times.
We
played a lot.
Because he actually did have a legitimate music career.
He did. He did indeed. That the band was great on there, I thought.
The
band
Isaacs
was terrific.
Yeah.
The music, or the singing, not so much.
Yeah, and that was exclusive for Paste Magazine.
For Paste Magazine in 2016. Now, if you want to hear him, do we have time for one more?
Yeah.
Before? The track right before, 333. This is from 1976. Terry Bradshaw singing the classic Hank Williams song, Jambalaya, on the Pop Goes the Country TV show.
Okay, here we go.
Goodbye, Joe, me gotta go, me oh my oh. Yeah, me gotta go, pull the Piro down the bayou. Yeah, my E-Pon, the sweetest one, me oh my oh. Hey, son of a gun, we're gonna have big fun on the bayou. Hey, jambalaya, from this bar, be like a boat. Hey, 'cause tonight I'm gonna see my share of me oh. Big guitars, big guitars, I'll be gay oh. Hey, son of a gun, we're gonna have big fun on the bayou. If they don't know the place is buzzing, can folks come to see Bob by the dozen? Yeah, dressed in style, go hog wild, let me yell. Hey, son of a gun, we're gonna have big fun on the bayou.
1976, huh?
Seemed to be trying a little harder there.
Yeah, 1976 from, what's the, Pop Goes the Country?
Pop Goes the Country.
I don't think I ever saw an episode of that show. Okay, Rick Geezer continues here on 720 WGN. We're doing sports songs, Super Bowl related, and we'll continue here on 720 WGN. The Nick DiGilio Show continues on 720 WGN. It's a Tuesday morning. We'll get to 2 for Tuesday a little bit later on, so get your requests in at 312-981-7200. Super Bowl Sunday is this weekend. And because of that, we are always have a lot of fun with Rick Geezer, who has a collection of sports songs. Rick is here, and we're continuing. Who was that?
That was Rocket Ishmael.
Yeah.
The legendary Notre Dame player,
yeah.
And he put out a record and in 2002, and that was a song called Bounce.
Bounce.
The instrumental version.
That's the instrumental version, because there's a vocal version of it.
Yeah.
It's Nick DiGilio Show on 720 WGN. Rick Geezer is with us. Sports songs for Super Bowl Sunday. 312-981-7200. Peter in Salt Village sends in this text. Terry Bradshaw also was a participant on the show The Masked Singer in the first season. Yes, he was.
He was. If you would like to go to track 316,
okay.
Track 316 is him. He was the deer, and it's him doing the Imagine Dragons classic song, Thunder.
All All right, this is Terry Bradshaw from the fantastic Masked Singer. And keep in mind, he's dressed up like a deer here. All right.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. And I was thinking about bigger things. I don't wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Put the box, pick the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number, I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder. That sounds kind of familiar.
Hear the thunder, lightning and thunder.
I love the Masked Singer.
It's coming on after the Super Bowl.
I love it, man.
There's a banana this season, I guess. And I, you know what? I would call that what we just did an instant request, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah. I do want to say that I knew that was Terry Bradshaw. Like
my wife and I knew as well.
Immediately. Yeah. I was like, that's Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. That's such a fun show. I don't care. I don't care how stupid it is.
It's completely stupid, but it's joyful.
It's a very entertaining show, and it makes me happy.
Even with Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah, well,
you know, I am getting a little annoyed by Ken Jeong, though.
Oh, yeah. He's gotten out of control on that show.
Yeah.
Completely out of control. You know, when the best judge on the panel is Robin Thicke.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I like when they bring in the guests. I like, Keenan's been on.
Keenan.
Anthony. Anderson.
Right.
But I like Joel McHale.
Joel McHale is hilarious.
Yeah.
And it's if only because he just mocks Ken Jeong the whole time.
Exactly.
Because they were on Community together.
Of course.
So. Okay. We're continuing with the Super Bowl themed football related sports songs. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. And okay, let's continue.
Well, let's go to track 344. This is a song I've been trying to track down for a while. This is a song from 1985, and it's called Take It to the Top. We've never played it here.
Oh.
It is a song featuring Hall of Famer Morton Anderson, the legendary kicker for the Saints, played a brief time for the Kansas City Chiefs, who will be in the Super Bowl, and the Saints punter at the time, Brian Hansen. They teamed up together to put out the song called Take It to the Top. The song is 80s cheese. You're going to love the song. But what's even better is the dust jacket of the 45. Unfortunately, I don't own the dust jacket. I've just seen pictures of it. It's amazing with the two of them wearing shorty shorts and just looking very
80s. Yeah, 1985, shorty shorts. All right, here we go.
So Take It to the Top. It's awesome.
Sounds like an outtake from a Rocky movie.
Oh, man, is that 1985.
It's so good. God. The only thing that would make it better is put on Frank Stallone.
Yeah. Oh, man, that is ridiculous. So you were actually trying to track that one down?
I've been trying to track that down, yeah. And I've lost out on a few online auctions. It goes for pretty high. So
we'll jump back into the music, but tell everyone about how you still look for anything.
I go to used record stores. Come summer and spring, garage sale season, mm-hmm. I hit sales, estate sales,
eBay. Any place. So if anybody has a lead on a song that maybe...
Let me know. You can let me know through sportsongs.com mm-hmm. on Facebook. That's probably the best way.
And also, if you want to call, our phones...
Give us a call. We'd love...
We're
live
right now.
Have some right now.
312-981-7200. It's the Nick DeGilio Show. If you've got a line on a sports song for Rick, 312-981-7200. Okay, where do we go next?
Let's go to track 342. Of course, the big game on Sunday, it's going to be the Chiefs against the 49ers, and the quarterback that a lot of people say the Bears should have had, Jimmy Garoppolo, is leading the 49ers. And in last season, or two seasons ago, in 2018, he recorded a song, a video for the 49ers website with teammate Joe Staley, where they belt out a little bit of Ain't No Mountain High Enough. So it's not a lot. It's not a lot. But Joe Staley is definitely the more into it. But it's kind of a fun little video.
Okay, so this is the quarterback that people are going to see throwing the ball on Sunday. All right, here we go.
Any songs that you sing... When you're by yourself, hanging out, passing the time in a long car ride, you hear a specific song. What's that one song that you're singing?
Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Can you please sing that for everybody at home?
No, I'd rather you sing it. You got the better voice.
Well, I mean, I could start it off for you, but you're definitely coming in.
You got the better voice, though.
Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far. That's all I got.
Don't worry, baby.
Dude,
all right.
All
right.
That's hilarious.
It's cute.
Yeah, that is hilarious.
Well, and then going through stuff, Joe Staley has the show on the website called The Joe Show.
Uh-huh.
And he gets always in his episodes, he gets his players, his teammates
to sing
different songs.
That's hilarious.
And in fact, then they've created a car, a sponsored thing by Toyota where they go out in a Toyota and they do a carpool karaoke where Joe just goes through his iPod and just plays, sings whatever.
That's funny. It's very, very funny.
Yeah.
It's very funny. All right. It's Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN. Rick Geezer is with us. Super Bowl weekend. So we're playing some sports songs that are football related and Super Bowl related here on the Nick DeGilio Show. All right. Where do we go next?
Why don't we play a Chiefs song? Marv Levy is, of course, well known for being the legendary Bills coach. But before he took the Bills to many Super Bowls, he coached the Chiefs from 1978 to 1982. This is track 345. And in this episode of the Marv Levy TV show from 1994, he sings the Bills fight song.
Oh, all right. He had a TV show?
It was a local, in Buffalo.
Okay, yeah. All right, here we go.
Here we go, folks. Go Bills, for we are here to cheer for you. Go Bills, we are your fans so true. With victory in sight, we'll yell with all our might. So go Bills, fight, Bills, go. Come on, let's win for Buffalo. Go Bills, we're with you. Fight Bills, we're with you. Go Bills, let's win this game. We'll raise up all our voices high. A Bills team spirit will not die. So go Bills, fight Bills, go. Come on, let's win for Buffalo. Go Bills, for we are here to cheer for you. Go Bills, we are your fans so true. With victory in sight, we'll yell with all our might. So go Bills, fight Bills, go. Come on, let's win for Buffalo. Great job.
Was that the longest fight song you've ever heard?
That was a long... In the lead up, which I didn't include, he said he wrote that song, but...
What?
And looking up other things that
No, I didn't. I wouldn't think so. All right. It's the Nick DiGilio show here on continuing on 720 WGN. And Rick Geezer is here. We continue to play some sports songs, and we want to hear from you at 312-981-7200. I played this already.
I have it twice on. I just noticed. I've included it twice.
Yeah, because I just went down to the next Dennis Green.
But that's Dennis Green.
Yeah.
Legendary coach. And who doesn't want to hear Doc Severinsen again?
Exactly. Nick DiGilio here on 720 continuing. And the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN. And it is it's a Tuesday morning. And we'll get to for Tuesday a little bit later on. And it's Super Bowl Sunday is coming up. So in honor of that, Rick Geezer is with us with his collection of sports songs. We're playing some Super Bowl and football-related sports songs here on WGN.
And so, a little later, we'll play a song by a player who wasn't in the Super Bowl, but he had the Super Bowl itch.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites, actually.
So we'll play that a little bit later. Plus, if you don't mind, maybe we get in a couple Kobe Bryant songs.
Absolutely.
A little bit later as
well.
Yeah,
absolutely, we will. We've got some pay a little tribute to the late Kobe Bryant. So 312-981-7200, where do you want to go next?
Why don't we go to track 169? In the 1970s, the legendary team, the team, America's team, was the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
And in 1995, a number of the current Cowboy players at the time and Cowboy alumni got together and put out a CD called Everybody Wants to Be a Cowboy. And this track is by Randy White. He was the MVP of Super Bowl XII, and he sings a song called Don't Fan the Flame.
Okay, Don't Fan the Flame, Randy White.
If you don't feel the same, honey, why did you give me your name? I thought I was falling in love, but I was falling for another old game.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. It's not good, but it's not. It's serviceable.
Yeah, it's fine.
I mean, it's buying a Super Bowl MVP. So.
Yeah. All right, man. Randy White.
Off that same CD,
yeah.
Troy Aikman also put out a song. This is track 137. He put out a song called Oklahoma Nights. Of course, we know Troy Aikman from his TV appearances, but he was the MVP of Super Bowl 27. He appeared in three Super Bowls, and why don't we take a listen to Oklahoma Nights, see what we think of that. Again, I would imagine it's going to be a country song.
I would think so. All right.
Driving down 66, this old pickup truck and me, and your memory. Thinking about how two young kids became sweethearts till the end, when we were 10. Oklahoma nights, your front porch in a soft moonlight, you had an innocent love that wouldn't end.
when you worked, I was bound. What I lost is what you found. When the sun goes down on city lights, you still think of Oklahoma nights.
We've played this one before.
We've played this one before, but yeah.
It's
with
Troy
the
Aikman.
Super Bowl theme, Troy Aikman,
yeah.
He's an MVP.
No question.
Why don't we hear that?
Yeah. So we did get a listener request.
Yeah, we did. We did get a request for the song four scores and seven beers ago with Herschel Walker.
Yeah, this came off of of a CD in the 90s. The NFL Players Association, they teamed country superstars with NFL players, and they did a CD called NFL Country. They did this for two years in a row, and then they also put out a CD where they teamed players with R&B and rap superstars, and they put out a couple CDs called NFL Jams.
Mm.
So this is off the NFL Country CD from 1996. It's Herschel Walker with Doug Supernaw.
And it's
three touchdowns and a field goal. The home team's tired of us. Looks like we're into overtime, so I'll just sleep in my truck. There's no need of leaving now, 'cause she won't let me in. But I know come this Monday night, I'll be back in here again. Four scores and seven ago, I called her on the phone. I told her not to worry that I was headed home. But how was I supposed to know that the game would last so long? Four scores and seven beers ago, I told her I'd be home.
It's a nice song. This CD also includes Troy Aikman with Toby Keith, and let's see, Brett Favre with Steve Azar singing "Born with It." We've played part of that before.
Yeah.
Terry Bradshaw with Glenn Campbell and a number of other players.
Yeah. All right. No, that was a listener request, right? That's two instant requests.
Unbelievable.
Oh, man. All right. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. The Nick DiGilio Show continues, and Rick Geezer is with us. And it's Super Bowl weekend, so we are celebrating that with some sports songs that are football and Super Bowl related. Okay, Rick, where do you want to go next?
And earlier in the show, we were playing some songs by Bears players. Let's go back to that, 341. And in 1987, there was a group of Chicago Bears and Chicago Blackhawks, and they called themselves the Chicago Six. And they put out a 45, and then they put on a big concert at the UIC Pavilion, and they put that out on video. And the Bears players included Super Bowl stars Dan Hampton, Walter Payton, and Dave Duerson. And the hockey players included Troy Murray, Gary Nyland, and Kurt Frazier. And on this song, we hear Walter Payton on drums and singing Twist and Shout. I don't think I've played this on this show before.
All right, well, let's try it and see what happens.
341, you think we got it?
One, two, ready, go!
The drum solo.
Walter doing a drum solo.
In honor of Neil.
Sweetness on the drums. Who's in this again?
It was Walter Payton, Dan Hampton, Dave Duerson, Troy Murray from the Blackhawks, Kurt Frazier from the Blackhawks, and Gary Nyland from the Blackhawks.
Oh. So two people that work with us here at the station.
That is true. That is true. And Dan has put together the group. He's the only one from the original, but it's him.
Troy's not going to do it?
Troy isn't with him. It's him, it's Mongo, Steve McMichael, and Otis Wilson. And they play corporate events and different festivals throughout the
That's fun.
Throughout the
Do you think
area.
Troy would get upset if next time I saw him, I just start singing Twist and Shout?
He probably wouldn't remember.
Well, he may not remember that, but when I brought up and I showed him the jacket cover one time, he just kind of got embarrassed.
Well, it was for charity.
The 45 was definitely for charity. And then the concert, it was, I can't remember the exact charity, but it went to some food bank or something in the Chicago.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's a fun thing to remember.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't sound very good, but no. But yeah, I wonder if Troy's up listening. Hey, he's off this week.
If he is, give us a call, Troy. Give us some backstory about that concert.
We'd love to hear about that. All right, it's Rick Geezer. Super Bowl Sunday is this weekend. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. And we will continue to, listen to some more fun sports songs. And we're also going to pay a little tribute to Kobe Bryant, who also did some sports songs as well. And if you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. And the news is coming up. The Nick DiGilio Show continues here on 720 WGN, here till 4 a.m. It's Tuesday. We'll get Two for Tuesday going a little bit later on. Get your requests in now. One artist, two songs, 312-981-7200. Rick Geezer is with us, hanging out. We're listening to some really fun sports songs that are football and Super Bowl related because of the Super Bowl this weekend. Tom Hush is producing, and I'm your host. Also, this spring, Chicago's hometown baseball rivalry heads to Arizona. One lucky fan will win a trip for two to Phoenix, including airfare, hotel, tickets to the Wintrust Crosstown Series game on March 13th. Register today at WGNRadio.com/contests. WGNRadio.com/contests is sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank and presenting sponsor of the Wintrust Crosstown Series. So get to the website and get in there now and register. All right, 312-981-7200. And Rick, we continue. In addition to doing the Super Bowl related and football related sports songs, the tragedy of Kobe Bryant continues, you know, to be a big, big story. And he did do a few sports songs.
He did indeed, and you know, would be remiss of us to not honor him in some way.
Yeah,
being so close to the tragedy, that I thought and you agreed that we'd play a couple of songs.
Yeah,
unfortunately, when these songs were released or were originally recorded, they were never released. I was able to acquire them through various channels. The one song we're going to hear, which is track 337, is called Kobe, or it's K-O-B-I-E, was put out in 1999 with Tyra Banks. She's also the model and talk show host. She's as well on the song. The song was never released, but it was included on a record store sampler. Record stores used to get the sample CDs from record companies with a variety of songs, and then they would put them on their system, and so people could hear what was coming from Columbia or Epic or one of the major labels.
Right.
And this was out, and I guess it got universal disapproval, so the album was never released. But there are a couple songs out there I've been able to acquire, and why don't we listen to the one song, K-O-B-E, by Kobe and Tyra Banks.
All right, here we go.
Once again, flawless. Come on. What I live for? Basketball, beats and bro.
stars from Italy to the U.S. Yes, it's raw. I'm in search for the one to make my wealth feel poor. Who can ignore the spotlight life of grandma? Am I dumb for have I found the ore? Should I search still? There's plenty of women with sex appeal when it's filled. Can they complete the package? All I date is actresses to play it safe to them. My money ain't bait, but I must take risks to find a honey that's legit. Whether she push a bucket or 6 months with some mad chips. Out on her own or live out of mom's and pop's home. Rocks top fashion, Adidas attire or Timbo's. I don't know, yo, these women come and go like the wind they blow. How do I know it's you for sure? When God talks to me, give me a signal. But until then, all my ears hear the steady flow. Come on.
All right, there he is, Kobe Bryant, everybody.
And then also, what was supposed to be the flip side of that song, again, this is the late 90s, there were still some 45s going on, and singles and all that. He put out a song called Thug Poet, and Thug Poet included special guest Nas, 50 Cent, and I think I'm saying it right, Brody Boy?
Yeah, I don't know.
So this is a song called Thug Poet.
And this is
this is 3:39.
And we can play this on the air?
I listened through
okay.
it. Yes,
okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure cuz I just listening to the other people that are involved in the in the song.
Well,
I was like, well,
but what we're going to be hearing is
it's just him. It's just Kobe
Nas Bryant. Will jump in.
Okay.
But.
All right, here we go.
Know what it is. I'm let it run around one more time. I drop something on y'all. It's like what's it like? My microphone's a Glock 9. Black, I'm dipped in that. Uh-huh. The beat's my mash. Jam you for the platinum you have. Running. The illest, watch me becoming. I'm here, been took Ebola like straight to the wig. Speak truth like kids, tell you what you don't know. Kobe, yeah, he's real with the flow. Kick in the dough, wave in the flow, flow. All you heard was stop, can't take the hits, no, can't take the hits no more. In the flow, flow. All you heard was stop, can't take the hits no more. Ha! Didn't know I had your block on SWAT. I'm CIA, y'all nothing but beat cops. I rock like my mom's main name was cocaine. Place you on my A-fiend list and pay you came. Think you can handle? Like you strip when you rock? Think again, you'll find you lost your mind of judgment. My confidence springs from watching y'all fall. Force the hustle, rap ain't y'all. I'ma hop in your brain, tell you what you thinking. Yes, I'ma hop in your brain. Tell you what you're thinking. Yes, I'm speaking.
It goes on and on like this, and there's a bit of a chorus, and Nas jumps in, and then Brody Boy takes over, then Nas does a verse.
And that's
then
called 50
Cent
thug
takes
poet.
A Thug Poet.
Yeah, Kobe
and,
Bryant.
And Kobe, a lot of people didn't know this. You know this being a film fan, but he's an Academy Award winner.
Yeah.
For a short animation film that he put out.
Yep.
And he was interested in a lot of different things. The next track we'll play, the final track we'll play, this is track 340. This is him performing a slam poem on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon in 2017. The topic of that said poem is the TV series Family Matters and Steve Urkel.
So this is Kobe Bryant on The Tonight Show performing a slam poem about Family Matters and Steve Urkel.
Yes.
This is going to be pretty special. Here we go.
Transformation. Urkel to Urkel. Suspenders to lapels. From Nerdy Steve, got any cheese? So puny and weak, a metamorphosis from geek to fleek. From caterpillar to butterfly. The cocoon. A metal chamber, rearranger of DNA. From naughty to hottie. Different person, same body. Using science and playing God, he became an Adonis. A charming disarmer with style and confidence. With the pull of a lever like the wave of a wand, he enters a nerd, but now he emerges. Stefan.
That's pretty fun.
It goes on and on about his love for the Winslow girl and
that's
just all about
funny.
The show.
That's pretty funny.
But it's pretty good.
Yeah. All right. There's some Kobe Bryant for you.
Yes.
I
mean, he ended his career and he wanted to create. So he created a movie, won an Academy Award.
Yeah.
And it's just a shame because who knows what else he would have created.
I agree. I totally agree. Such a tragedy. You know, and I feel so bad for the family. to have lost him and the 13-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
Anyway, I paid a little tribute to Kobe Bryant here this morning. 847 sends in a text that says, any female sports songs, like a Honey Bear or maybe Virginia McCaskey?
Well, there are some, but not so much for football. We've played Olympians. We've played...
Oh, yeah.
You know, different people like that.
But not so much for football.
Not so much for football. I mean, we could play a song. I'd have to look to find it. But we do have a song by the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
Ah.
But, I mean, that's sports affiliated.
Right.
It's, you know, but in my world, I include it.
Yeah.
But.
And of course.
You know.
Of course. Okay. Yeah, we are continuing with Rick Geezer. It is the Super Bowl and football-related sports songs, and we continue with Rick Geezer right here on 720 WGN. The Nick DiGilio Show continues here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Skyline Studio here till 4 a.m. We'll get 2 for Tuesday going in a little bit. If you want to get your requests in, one artist, two songs, 312-981-7200. Right now, we're hanging out with our good friend Rick Geezer, who has an unbelievable collection of sports songs. And we're doing the Super Bowl football-related sports song segment here. And Rick, again, that was Dennis Green.
That was Dennis Green and the Sunset Music Band. That was I'll Give You Everything.
That's it. All right. Okay. We are continuing. 312-981-7200 is the phone number on the Nick DiGilio Show. Tom Hush producing. All right. Where do you want to go next, Rick?
Track 171. Terrell Davis put out a single in 1999. He is a two-time Super Bowl champ, and he was the MVP of Super Bowl 32. He put out this single called, and the song we're going to play is called All in the Game. And why we're going to play this is because Nick loves the rapper he's joined by, and his name is?
Legit.
Legit.
Cracks me up every single time.
It's a great song. It's a fun song. It's a sports song. So hopefully you enjoy Terrell Davis and Legit with All in the Game.
Legit.
A soldier's story. It's not about the fame or the glory. Peacetime, wartime. Enemies coming for me. I'm 6 foot, 215, running 4'4". The more you sweat in peace, the less you bleed in war. Expect and expect it. It's my motto and it's real. It's the Samuel L. Jackson and me. A time to kill. Get my soldier boots, no steel toes. The ones with the Nike's hoops. Buckle my chin strap, my hard hat. Your signal to my troops. We're going in side by side on this wrong survive. You better lift weights. I'm surrounded if you want to stay alive. One drop of venom, one venom. It's enough to kill 1,000 men. It's like riding a bike, fall off, get back on, and start again.
Yeah, man, legit.
Too legit to quit.
I gotta ask, was there a line in there that referenced Samuel L. Jackson in A Time to Kill?
Yeah.
Genius.
Yeah.
Genius. Where is Legit now? That's what I wanted.
Well, that was Terrell Davis who had that verse.
That was Terrell. That was
Terrell. Terrell had that verse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Legit was the high voice guy.
And then he raps throughout most of the rest of the song.
Not bad, Terrell. Not bad at all.
Yeah.
Well, what I remember from that movie is more how sweaty Ashley Judd was throughout that whole movie.
Everybody's sweaty in that movie. It's one of the sweatiest movies ever made. That's actually one of my favorite Cheers moments. I think it's in the pilot. I think it's in the very first episode because they're talking about their Norm and Cliff and everybody and Sam. They're all talking about the sweatiest movies ever made, and they're talking about the sweatiest movies. And somebody mentions Body Heat. They mentioned Body Heat. Ted Danson's in Body Heat, so it was like this very meta moment where you got an actor who was in Body Heat talking about Body Heat.
Yeah.
So, all right. We got some more here?
Yes, we do. Let's go to track 189. Another song that we played many times before, but it's just too good not to play. This is LaDainian Tomlinson from 2010 doing the LT Slide Electric Glide.
Yeah.
This is truly special if you haven't heard it. And if you haven't heard it in a while, you're going to love hearing it again.
It's this is crazy. Here we go.
What it do? My name's LT. I got a new dance for y'all. It's real easy to do. All you gotta do is glide with it. Oh, here we go. Come on. Electric blow. Ready to play the game. Every Sunday, yo, it's all the same. I do my dance. I get it, my stance. I read the defense, I read the defense, I read the defense, I read the defense. Now sidestep, 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 sidestep. Now catch that pass.
Catch that pass.
Catch that pass.
Catching that pass.
Now throw the ball.
Throw that thing.
Now celebrate.
Hey, mama.
Wave to your mom.
Wave to your mom.
She's in the stands.
Look at your wife.
See your uncle.
Look at that wife.
Do your thing.
Say hi to your wife.
Electric blood. Yo, you can't see me because I move my hips towards another six. Now bring it back now.
I like that his mom and his wife are in the stands.
They've got to be.
Look at your wife. Say hi to your mom.
Well, NFL players love their mom. We earlier played a song by Tom Brady from the SNL episode, and I just started to remember that there was a skit in that series where Donovan McNabb and his mother accosted him in the hallway because Donovan wasn't hosting the show.
That's right. That's right. Oh, yeah. All right. All right. It's Nick DiGilio show here on 720 WGN. Rick Geezer is with us, and it's Super Bowl weekend, so we thought we'd do some football and Super Bowl sports songs from Rick's collection. Okay, what do you want to hear next?
315. Okay. This is by Anthony Spice Adams. He was a 9-year NFL defensive tackle. Bears fans remember him from his stint with the Bears from 2007 to 2011. A lot of people know him from the Great American Baking Show, if you're not an NFL fan, where he co-hosts a show with Baby Spice. And who's my favorite? She's my favorite Spice Girl. Do you have a favorite Spice Girl?
Scary.
Scary. That's that's strong.
Oh yeah, no, not even. It's not even close.
Who's your least favorite?
I don't really think I have a least favorite.
Posh.
Posh probably.
Posh is my least favorite.
Yeah, yeah. But so, I love. Scary.
I mean, strong singer at times, but I like Baby.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, but Anthony Spice Adams started putting out videos and songs that he created, and this one is his tribute to Chick-fil-A French fries.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm now remembering.
Yes, it's been a bit, but this song's from 2018.
All right, here we go.
Went to Chick-fil-A and ordered fries.
Yeah.
You already know what kind of size.
Let me get that large, though.
It will be my pleasure. They look me in the eye. When I bite into it, I'm alive. Fresh from the fire, I don't wanna waste no time. Burn the roof of my mouth, it will all be worth it tonight. When I go to sleep, I dream about them continuously. They're fries. I can't look away, them fries just make my day. We're back again. Ordered a number 5. Polynesian sauce, Chick-fil-A, and a buttermilk ranch.
I love this. I think this is
it's great.
Where did you find this?
It's a series of videos he's put out, and he's put out. He puts them out every couple months. He'll put out a different one, and we've played a number of. He puts out a lot about barbecuing and and watching his kids and babysitting.
And Chick-fil-A fries.
And Chick-fil-A fries.
That's so funny. That is so, so funny. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. So should we do the Super Bowl itch here?
If this is going to be the end, why don't we play the Super Bowl itch? Kenny Burroughs was a player for the Houston Oilers. And the Oilers in the 70s were pretty solid, but they never could quite get over the Pittsburgh Steeler hump. Because the Steelers were so dominant in that era. And he put out a song in 1979 called The Super Bowl Itch because he was dreaming about the Super Bowl. So he put out the song, and you know the other Oilers at that time also put out some songs. We played Carl Malk, an offensive lineman from Southern Illinois. He put out a song called the Oiler Cannonball. We've played that in the past.
Yeah.
But this song is him and so many other NFL players. Everyone who gets to the big game, wants to win the Super Bowl.
Right.
Never
got there, but he's got the Super Bowl itch.
Does.
I love this. Okay, here it is.
There's something going round down in Houston town. It's caught by young and old. Can't shake it, so I'm told. Contagious as can be. There's no immunity. Thing. Rocky forgets to fight. Drag, you love won't bite. Let Campbell get the praise. Just give me the raise. Reaching a fever pitch. It's called the Super Bowl.
It cracks me up every time.
It's a great song.
The Super Bowl itch.
And it's a great way to end the segment.
Yeah.
So thank you for having me.
No, it's always a pleasure, Rick. And, spring training's right around the corner.
So we're going to have some good ones.
We'll do some baseball.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. And, yeah. And, Rick, always a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy the Super Bowl this weekend.
Thank you. I will.
So there you are. It's the Nick DiGilio Show continuing right here on 720 WGN.